And so we've got work to do. If you're still breathing, you're a messenger. Now it's time for you to own it and figure out, how's this message going to come out of me? Because it's a mandate. It's not optional. So really, everybody should be a part of the movement. But this is not about following me. It's about following him. And you'll hear me say that all the time. Unfollow me, follow God. I'm not here for the numbers, not here for the millions. I'm here for the seeds that are going to make millions in the process. Listen up. For such a time as this, we must grow our faith and business muscles. The self-help industry is trying to own spirituality and well-being. The entrepreneurial space is becoming flooded with business pursuits focused on success instead of sustenance. But the only one who can make us fully whole, fully free, and fully alive is Jesus. So I'm ecstatic you walked into this hypothetical gym today. I'm your trainer, Tamara Andress, also coined an entrepreneurial rabbi, teaching the pursuits of God, which unveil our purpose and ultimately unleash our desired provision. This FIT acronym is for founders, innovators, and trailblazers. Here, marketplace ministers conversate and educate to build others from the inside out while also sharing their testimonies of endurance. So while it's not a fitness podcast, I do surely care about your mental, physical, emotional, relational, financial, and spiritual health. You're going to hear all about it. If you're passionate about your becoming journey, leading others to greatness, and living a life of abundance and joy, then you're well on your way to being fit in faith. Let's hydrate. All right. It's time to share the news about what has been happening internally in the business, as well as my heart. And the fact that I feel like my baby is coming of age. And I say that in multitudes of ways. I've been experiencing the birds and the bees conversations with my children, one thus far out of two. So you can ask me in about a month, how's that been going? It's been an adventure. And my mama heart is like, ah, but at the same time, I want to be the one directing the narrative, which is exactly why I am coming to share with you, instead of you finding out afterwards or witnessing something or hearing it through the grapevine. I want to direct the narrative of a shift, of an upgrade season, of a coming of age that this podcast is taking part in. And it could feel like a little bit of a pruning season, but I'm past the pruning. I really feel like there's an evolution of beauty and grace. We're in like the blooming season, right? It's spring. And so what better time than now to tell you what is happening on the back end of this company and our podcast. So I say our because I think our entire team owns it, but really it's a passion project that has been established since day one of this business. And we are into season six right now, which is wild. And so we're having a name change. I know that might not feel like a huge deal to you, but it feels like a massive deal to me and ultimately to the community, because they've been a part of the Fit in Faith journey since day one. And that is what literally established my book, Always Becoming, which was initially supposed to be called Fit in Faith. But now it's Sex, Shame, and Love. And that's an interesting name shift that happened several years ago. But the Lord is really revealed to me for this book, which now I'm realizing live as I'm recording this, it actually is very cognizant of the same reason, is that it's not about fitness. And this podcast was never a fitness podcast. I used to have that in my trailer. It's not about nutrition, but it is about the mind, body, soul alignment of us operating as kingdom kids, as us operating as the anointed kings and priests that we're supposed to be operating in. Now, a lot of the language, if you listen to me now versus you listen to me 6 years ago, I didn't even know what some of this stuff was. I had already been ordained as a minister of the gospel, so I could already share with a new sense of authority because of the training that I had gone through, as well as just the transformation. Let's be honest, it was really the transformation less the training, because I think once the Lord transforms you, just like the woman at the well, you are on mission to just amplify and share and evangelize. And this podcast was a part of my transformation, my desire to evangelize what God has done in my life. But additionally, it was meant to be a resource for entrepreneurs, And that evolution really took place after years of interviewing these people and their testimonial stories in regards to their messy success story. Okay, that's literally how my show started. And that messy success journey took me from in-person only podcasting, where I was doing like webcam podcasting in studio only with a video, mind you, way before video podcast was trending. Now it is. Now that's what we teach it almost exclusively. But Joe Rogan was doing it at the time. And that's literally the only other podcaster that my husband knew. And so I thought, hey, this is a cool medium for me. I love a microphone and I love to share people's stories and bring people together. So after year one, the Lord told me in January that I was going to actually take it global. And it wasn't just going to be local anymore. He said, you're going to go national is what he actually told me, not global. And that year, obviously we know 2020, bum, 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 what happened? And I had already prepared everything that I needed. I had already started developing relationships with people around the country that I was going to be able to have interviews with. And then Clubhouse entered in and that catalyzed the show in such a crazy cool way because you're doing live rooms and live feeds and the podcast. And so it was really just all going together. And it was not until year three that he said, now you're going to go globally. And when that happened, I was actually traveling to other countries to speak and just being blown away by God, by the yes that it is when you stay consistent. I told myself all the way back to year one again, I was going to do one episode a year for the year, one per week. And I stuck to that. And I realized how much I loved it. And so year two, I decided to do the exact same thing. And if you know me, you know I'm goal-oriented, so much so that even in the Always Becoming book, I speak to SMART goals. And I added the EST, which is literally why I'm creating this show for you right now, like this episode. The E stands for evaluate, the S stands for share, and the T stands for tailor-made. And that is what is happening with this name change. I evaluated, what are people saying about the show? Where has the show taken me? What expression does the show take hold in the intention and the purpose and the will that God has on my life? Then, hello, share. That's what we're doing right now. That's the accountability piece. Now, I have been sharing this internally with my team for a little while. I have bought props for it already, which you'll see where this is being used soon. I'm holding up a megaphone for those of you who are not watching this live later. Let's see. Then there's the T, it's the tailor-made, and it's the knowing that my sound is going to be different than every other sound, and that my intention and my particular unique gifting and anointing all connected together for such a time as this is only because of God's intention in my life and his intention in yours just for being a listener here. So some of you guys are like, wait, it's not going to be Fit and Faith anymore. I've been a part of this since the beginning. You have been a part of the journeys and the traveling and the evolutions of the Facebook groups and the swag lines. And I've got mugs and shirts and all this stuff because in year three, when I went global, I realized, wow, this show really isn't just for testimonials. This is for transformations. And it's also for those who are testifying and building businesses from their testimonies. So it really leaned into this entrepreneurial endeavor. I had already had a membership at this point for multiple years and was already helping these creatives come to life through things like digital marketing, things like internal systems and email marketing and lead magnets and client acquisition and value propositions. I've been doing that, okay, for years. So FIT turned into founders, innovators, and trailblazers. And I love that. Still to this day, obviously the founder piece has stuck because we have the Founder Collective nonprofit for founders. And it is going to be the Founders Academy here in January 2026 that will launch. So I'm so pumped about everything that God has done because really you can see when I talk about or lean into the idea of pruning, it was like, my idea, and then God would just prune it into his idea, little by little, little by little, little by little. And now I feel like it's a blossoming season. And the new podcast is going to be called The Messenger Movement. I want to trumpet right now. Right? It's going to be the messenger movement. And that is because founders and innovators and trailblazers, like, that's awesome. But what are they actually doing? They're catalyzing a message into the marketplace. So there's the entrepreneurs. You guys are still there. Don't worry. Not leaving the business entity, not leaving the business world, but really focusing on kingdom business and how does it integrate into what we do and how we show up every single day with the message that matters, with the good news. And so I don't want to lose anyone. If anyone, I'm opening up an invitation for more people to join us. And I want you to understand where messengers came from. I was sitting at a conference last fall. As much as I host conferences and host my own events, I also think it's important for us to go. Just like I listen to a bunch of other podcasters, it's also important to do the thing. And so, yes, and I was sitting there and I had been really struggling. I really felt like God last year, that was the hardest area of pruning that I had gone through in my business of who is it that I'm meant to serve? What is it that I love and what God put inside of me to say and show up as? And how do I want others to come a part of the process? Now, this is where I shifted everything and I shifted it evolved and it became, always becoming, it became the thing that God had already known it was going to be. And he dropped in my spirit as people like Amy Porterfield were on stage. I love her so much. And she shared this story about how several years before the Lord had asked, well, I say the Lord, it wasn't the Lord to her, but the Lord asked her, will you burn it all to the ground? And in that prompting, she thought, yeah, I would. And I immediately, when she said that, said, I will burn it all, God. It is not about me. It has not never been about my name. It has never been about my face. Gosh, so much so that when my girl, who was our first designer, my girlfriend and dear pastor and worshiper and all these things, sister in Christ, Morgan, she would fight with me when I wanted to not put my face on something. And she was assuring me, you must do this thing. Like, you have to be out front. Well, I understand I was good with letting my voice be out front, but it was like my image. It was from my testimony. Again, go read it. And I know now that all of those little pieces were puzzle pieces for me to be able to help other people fully stand in their messenger status. But it took surrender. And that's what this conversation, this question is about. Are you willing to burn it to a ground? Are you willing to be face down in the mud, in the pig trough and say, I can't do this without you, Abba. I can't do this without you, God. Now, I'm so grateful that in the course of the time the podcast launched to now, I've had an opportunity to be a part of 7 books. So a 7-time author. I've written forewords for people's books, chapters to some books, and eventually started a publishing house in the process as well for other people to do the same. I've had 2 other podcasts launch. So we have the Founder Collective podcast, and we also have the Girls Gone Holy podcast. And I've been able to bring 50 other podcasters to life through our podcasting retreats and VIP days. I've also helped thousands of people grow their shows via the different virtual platforms that I teach under. And I've got to travel around the world to speak to hundreds and thousands of people. I've gotten to testify. And in the process of all of that, I've been building. I've been building what I referred to at our last conference as the ark. The ark that I believe everyone is given some way, somehow. It's why the trailblazers feel a little crazy, right? The founders feel a little nutty. Nobody quite sees what it is exactly that they're doing. It's because God gave you the blueprint. He gave you and you alone the blueprint. He gave you and you alone the name. He told you when to change it. He has been the one prompting you this entire time. And in that moment at the conference, when I said I'd burn it all to the ground, the Lord, almost within the next couple of minutes, dropped in my spirit, sending out the messengers. You are meant to deploy the messengers. And I wrote it down and I circled it. I nudged my girlfriend, Melissa, who's a part of the host of the Girls Gone Holy Collective. And I said, I just figured out this is my who. This is who I want to serve. I want to serve the people who have a message that's burning inside of them and they're ready to turn it into a movement. They're tired of being complacent. They're tired of small communities. They want family. They want eternal family. People that are going to travel with them no matter where they go. And how does that look as a messenger, because we know biblically that word, that language is used to describe prophets and angels. It's used to describe the disciples. It's used to describe people like Mary Magdalene and Moses and Peter and the apostles. And of course, the most amazing messenger who I have felt more times than not when I've been doing Pedal and Preach, like John the Baptist, where I am saying, repent, the kingdom of God is near. I feel that way. And the Lord has given me the grace and the love and the joy to do that in a way that I know John didn't, and I know others haven't, because it's uniquely my voice. Here we are all as messengers. That's truly, it's not an exclusion conversation. It's not, oh, you don't want to write, so oh, you're not invited to the movement. No, you have multifaceted passions with purpose. And so this show is meant to cut through the lies that you aren't welcome. It's meant to cut through the lies that you aren't capable or worthy. It's meant to cut through the lies that it's really hard, or that it's got to be all consuming when it comes to your timing, or your family has to, you know, suffer while you grind and grace over grind, but yet you're still hustling. And it's lies on your time. It's lies over your health. It's lies over humanity at large. It's lies over that you shouldn't be a part of politics when you're also a part of education, when you're also a part of all these other spheres of influence like family, when that is who you are. You are all of these things. So it's meant to cut through the lies. It's meant to declare truth. If you've been following for any amount of time, you know that truth is so critical. You know it's imperative. You know, without me ever telling you, what's the difference between truth and a lie. So why even say to cut through the lies? Obviously, truth is the next thing, but it's the declaration of truth that matters. Because the declaration of lies is in our face every single day. Propaganda, all of the marketing, everywhere that we go, right? Even media, right? Everything in social media, all these places, is constantly spewing a false reality. And I want us to declare truth. And declaration happens both in action and in words. The next thing this show is going to do is transform narratives. What does that actually mean? It means that other people have controlled the narrative of even what the church and who the church is supposed to be. Sometimes even pastors, sometimes even churches, definitely denominations. And that was never God's intent. He was intending for us to come together. He was intending for us to be one voice. And that is literally when I closed my eyes and I was processing just the language and the title for this show and where it was going. And I had a friend who was helping me with like the brand archetype. I don't know if you've ever done that. Chris Rickster, shout out to the brand archetype concept. And I was closing my eyes and he's like, when all the messengers come together, what does it look like? And I was like, gosh, I just hear everyone speaking. I just hear tongues and voices, and I hear one voice. And I just kept saying that one voice, one sound. The sound of heaven is not going to have a delineation of the best singer or the vocal backup artist or the guitarist or the harpist. It's not how it's going to be. It's going to be on one accord. And I know that God is coming back for a perfect bride. And even our missions and our businesses must coexist with the Creator and our brothers and sisters. One entity isn't going to make it work. My one movement isn't going to sustain Jesus coming back. I mean, he can do that on his own. He doesn't need us, but he wants to partner with us. And our stories for this particular season are here to be catalyzed, meant to be catalyzed. But as my incredible pastor shared recently, it's not that side of the actual verse that matters. It's the prerequisite of the for such a time as this. It's the laying down of your life, the fact that you are willing to die to change the narrative, to declare the truth, to literally eliminate the lies. By eliminating the lies, we have to eliminate the liar. Ooh, that's hard. But that's why this microphone is a machete. I am breaking generational curses. So are you. We are saying no to the bondage that we've been put in. We are pulling off the tape of our duct mouth tape, right? We are clearing the voices. We are taking off the straitjackets. This sounds so mutated and really way more intense than I intended for it to be, but it's true. When I look to God's children, when I look to the marketplace, when I look to people who are far from God, I literally see them tied up and voiceless. And this very show, to create a movement, we've got to free the captives. We're free and free indeed because we know Jesus, right? So it is our call. It is our mission. It is our purpose as a collective whole. Stop looking out there. Start looking to the word and knowing that together we are meant to make disciples of nations. So let's transform the narrative that you have an individual call and I have to go search for my call and she doesn't know her call. So she's not really living in her pursuit of Christ yet. Or, you know, no, like the calling is now and its calling is the same. The final thing that this is going to do, it's going to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. And we are messengers. We're messengers with our microphones. We're messengers with our stages. I don't care if your stage is as big as Billy Graham's or your stage is as big as the coffee shop on the corner. The stage of a teacher, the stage of my couch when I'm with my kids. We are all on stages every single day. Are you allowing the transformed narrative to catalyze you into that position with authority and power rather than to thinking you're not enough or not big enough or not doing something that's legacy oriented? No, that is a lie. You could also be a messenger like me who has books upon books on bookshelves across the globe and more to come. And maybe you want to write a blog. Maybe you want to write an email. Maybe you want to write on social media and do microblogging. All of these things are amazing. Content creators, digital evangelists, come one, come all. That's what we're meant to do. And go beyond just our digital platforms to be a good neighbor. You know, for a while when I went from that local community, as I mentioned, to national, to global, that fourth year in business, I was traveling for the first time a ton. And last year especially. And I remember people saying in that fifth year, man, you've done it. Man, you're gone all the time. Like, that's so awesome that you're landing all these stages. And I remember talking to God and saying, yeah, I prayed for this. I actually prayed for this season. Sometimes you can pray your way into a season that you didn't realize what all that pressure was going to be, right? We pray for patience and then we get a wild child, right? We pray for diligence and discipline and we end up getting something that we don't want to be disciplined on at all. I don't know what that is for you, but this language of discipline eventually becomes delight was recently presented to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, my word for the year is delight. And that feels so good because my morning routine, right? If you're an entrepreneur, this is a question everybody asks you is what's your morning routine? I'm like, well, my morning routine only happens because my nighttime routine is really, really good. And both of those things I delight in because I get to spend time with the Lord in both. So it's not I wake up and read my Bible or, oh, my prayers before I go to bed. That's an everyday, all day discipline. And that is why the joy of the Lord is my strength because I stay in that place, as can you. And as messengers, we should be operating out of a place of joy above all things. Man, I could go 1,000 ways right now. But ultimately, I need you to know that you're a messenger. I want you to raise your hand to say, yeah, send me, oh God, send me to the front lines of my business, of the corporation, of the local ministry, of the homeless shelter, of the churches. Man, we're going to have to blaze some church gates, some church doors, right? We're going to have to swing them wide open and set those captives free too. Ooh, I'm preaching the real stuff right now. Anywhere we go, we're meant to carry a message. What's your message? I think the message of the enemy, the killer, the stealer, the destroyer is too loud. And we have the power to silence him. But do we know that? So in Malachi, in Matthew, in all these different places, it said that there will be a messenger that comes. I will send my messenger ahead to prepare your way. Now, they were speaking to John the Baptist, right? And we love that part. But even John had Jesus. And then after Jesus, he had the disciples. He said, you're going to do far greater things than I ever did. Far greater things. We should be healing people as Peter did simply by our shadow. What? Let's go. Teach me, God. Teach me, Lord. Part of this podcast is just that. If you ever have come to my Pedal and Preach episodes, they run live Tuesdays at 6 a.m. On IG and Facebook. And the Lord, through discipline, honestly, said, you know, your workouts are now mine. I'm like, no, I love my workouts. That's when I listen to my friends who are podcasters. That's when I learn a lot. That's when I get my business entity, right? I just had my Bible time. I was with you, God. He's like, no, you're always with me. And now I need you to share. And so during those times, I have learned not to script. I've already been prepared. I've learned that the Holy Spirit gets to move so much more gracefully, bountifully, if I'm actually not in control. And even as I share this right now, I'm processing that we as disciples are capable. And the capability comes because Christ dwells in you. And that's where the repent, come back, turn your ways, turn away from the wicked ways of the world, stop being conformed, be transformed by the word and the power of God, and operate as a global millionaire messenger. Now, ooh, I just lost some of the Christians. I know, the religious, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They're like, I like the way it is. Don't be talking about money. Where are those tax collectors at? The greedy, right? No. When I talk about millionaire, I need you guys to know, because you're going to hear about this a lot on our episodes, is millionaire is impact, okay? Think about Abraham, who never actually, obviously, nor did Moses, make it to the land of the milk and honey. He never actually saw the entirety of the masses of people. He never saw the millions at the Exodus. That was a little bit less than a million, so don't quote me exactly there. We'll talk scripture all the days, right? Or the many, many, many who stepped foot into the land of the milk and honey. But millions came from it. Millions have been made from it. And that is the millions that I'm talking about. It's impact deep. It's impact wide. It's impact high. And yes, financially, as a business builder, I pray that you are setting budget plans for the next 3 to 5 years for you to walk into millions, if not already. Multiple millions, tens, 8, 9, 12 figures. I remember when Clubhouse people were like, I'm a 14 figure. I'm like, what? I have to do the math. I don't even know how many. I don't even know if that's possible. Quadrillions, billions. I don't know. Yes, we are meant to be prosperous, but I don't want anyone to think that this is a prosperity gospel channel, show, whatever you want to call it, because it's about our soul prospering 1,000%. That is a promise from God. My mind, will, and emotions, that's my soul, will prosper when I'm aligned and abiding, when I am disciplined, when I am walking in the desired holiness and righteousness that Christ himself literally asks us to walk in and will guide us in and day out. So now we are the disciple, right? And now we also have the ability to disciple others. And so we should be following as close to Jesus and then just like, come on with us, scoop them on up, like put them arm in arm. I'm thinking Red Rover, send my brother and sister right over and the enemy, let them go. That's where the machete comes into play. What a great visual. Like, I'll cut the ties, you come back home. That's what repentance is about. So if you're listening to this and you are a writer, an author, a podcaster, a speaker, a business builder, a ministry builder, a nonprofit builder. Maybe you're someone who's just like, I just want to testify. I just want to share my testimony. You want to evangelize. Man, there are so many ways to be a messenger, so many methodologies, especially digital evangelists via social media nowadays. You get to share the good news. You get to teach and preach by action and by word. You get to lead by example and demonstration of love and compassion and humility and integrity, because if you don't have those things, you better not ever say you're a faith-driven entrepreneur, because that makes us look bad. Don't be those people leading by example, because that's the wrong example. Now, never thinking that we're doing it in perfection, but we are chasing the perfect one. And therefore, he makes all things good and he can right every wrong. And I know that he's going to do that with you, and he's going to continue to do that with me. So as I evolve in my scriptural knowledge, in my memorization of the Bible, which I'm really leaning into and practicing right now, I'm, you know, going through my second year in a row of reading the Bible front to back. First, it was literally just front to back, and now it's chronologically front to back. And I have so much more wealth of knowledge. When I think of millions, I think of millions and millions of words. The words that have come through my ears, the words that have come through my heart and my eyes, the words even that I've spoken. And when we are messengers, we have to be so cognizant of both what comes in and what goes out. And so being a messenger and being an evangelist, what kind of evangelist are you? What are you evangelizing? Who are you evangelizing? It's no different than saying, I don't believe. Well, you do believe in something. What false narrative is it? What limiting belief, ultimately lie, which is dictated by the enemy, which is generally rooted in sin? Ooh, that's a deep cheat training right there. It's part of my next book, in case you're curious. Man, there are layers to this thing, and we're all just figuring it out. And yet, it's been pre-written. So this morning, I was listening to a new prophet, a pastor. He doesn't like to call himself any of those things. So his name is Kevin. Just call him Kevin. That's what he likes. And he said, get on script. Just, well, the church at large, well, God's kids, just get on script. And if you are thinking about it from a messenger perspective, or an actor, actress perspective, or maybe even worshipers, right? When you're like, this is the plan of action. Get on script. When something's already been written, it doesn't necessarily make way when it's written by the perfect one for a lot of ebb and flow. We as controllers like to do that, but ultimately he's like, just stay right here. If you abide in me and I abide in you, everything else will be taken care of. This is what being a messenger is about. Because when God sent two by two of his disciples out before the Holy Spirit had actually descended in the Acts church, he sent his spirit with them in that time. It was the first time the Holy Spirit was like, go, and people started to activate. When he sent them two by two, he told them to bring nothing except for the clothes on the back and the shoes that you're wearing. Bring nothing. All the resources you possibly need, the places to stay, the finances, the food that you're going to eat, it's all going to be taken care of for you. And honestly, in my fit and faith and now messenger journey, the evolution of that, that's been something really hard for me. God, I see the huge stages, but I don't know who even hosts big stages like that. And over the years, he's been like, you do. I do? Yeah, you do. Wait, I don't know how I'm supposed to impact millions. Wait, yes, you do, because you turn on the microphone, you turn on the camera. There's millions, billions waiting for you. And your message, will you commit? Will you stay disciplined so that it gets to a place of delight and wonder and awe and reverence? Will you be a messenger and go and tell and go and make and go and share and go and build and go and testify? Will you come with me fighting with the sword of the Spirit, with the sword of truth, which is the Bible? In going into the places that people have locked us out of, barricaded us out of, marketplace, education, politics, entertainment, art, family, identity, right? These areas of control and torment, sexuality, man, I'll keep going. I'll just put it all out there, right? Identity is God's idea. And he's made you perfectly and wonderfully in his image. And if we can operate in that truth, man, the false narratives, the enemy's going to start to flee faster than you could ask, hope, or imagine. It's going to be so good. And you're actually going to get to dwell in heaven-like experiences here on earth, because that is his promise. Man, I've gone so long. I told you I could keep going. This excites me so much. You guys got the news. It's here. It's out. There's no confusion. This is not a fitness podcast. You're going to get spiritually healthy. I can promise you that. You're going to get mentally healthy. All of those things are going to happen. As messengers, we must be equipped to go. And simultaneously, we've got to know the systems. We've got to know how. We need some support. We need others who are going to proclaim the good news alongside us. This is an invitation. So if you're a messenger, join the movement. If you're a messenger, get your megaphone out, get your microphone out, get your pens out, get your computer out. If you're a writer, you know, it sounds cooler if I say pens, like you're a scribe, right? And instead of hunkering down, though that part is important in your quiet time, in your secret place, let's get our machetes out and go set the captives free. This is the messenger movement. You're invited. You're invited. Share this with a friend. Tag somebody who you're like, yeah, they need to be here. You guys, this includes things like in-person conferences, in-person events. We're going to have a messenger movement conference next year. So stay tuned for that so that you can come and learn from the best of the best. And also the people who are just figuring it out alongside you, which is really everybody. We're all figuring it out. We're all always becoming. No one's made it, by the way. You've realized that if they're here on earth, they have not yet made it. They might have a lot of wisdom. They might have a lot of gumption. They might be so enthralled with the Lord. They haven't made it yet. It is going to be at the right hand of the Father. It is going to be in eternity. And so we've got work to do. If you're still breathing, you're a messenger. Now it's time for you to own it and figure out, how's this message going to come out of me? Because it's a mandate. It's not optional. So really everybody should be a part of the movement. But this is not about following me. It's about following him. And you'll hear me say that all the time. Unfollow me, follow God. I'm not here for the numbers, not here for the millions. I'm here for the seeds that are going to make millions in the process. Legacy, generation, building, testifying, changing the lies, the narratives, declaring the truth, and catalyzing you to do what only you can do through God. Love you guys so much. Stay tuned for the show. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you might even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us and this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network, which is obviously why we got connected and are so grateful to be a part of the community. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Some of mine that I listen to on a regular basis are on Life Audio. Even some of our community members who have been a part of the Fit and Faith team through our coaching or different organizations, they're there too. So I definitely want to drive you over there, check it out. And thanks again, Life Audio, for being you.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.